I'm here to tell you, man, the holidays are crazy. And it doesn't matter what faith you're belonging to or what your family, kith and kin are about. It just gets expensive in this day and age. And man, the crazy thing is, just the other day while I was down in the foothills of Kentucky, I came across a 1974 JCPenney catalog. You know what I found? I found my favorite Christmas present ever, the Planet of the Apes treehouse. It was awesome. It had two levels, man. It had a trap door. It had all these accoutrements. And you know what? In 1974, when I was 5.5 years old, you know how much it was? It was listed in the catalog for $18. $18, ladies and gentlemen. Best Christmas present ever. But of course, this year, I had to buy my favorite nephew, Aiden, his favorite Christmas present. He wanted the new Millennium Falcon, not the old Kenner Millennium Falcon from 1977. He wanted the new full-blown with the full electronics and some kind of like microchip in it. Care to guess what it was? $185. And that's if you buy it on Amazon. Shipping's free if you spend more than $25, according to them. I don't know. We'll see. Happy holidays! Take your Jesus, your Buddha,
while helping a childhood friend deliver the paper, we stumbled upon a box half covered in the snow on the sidewalk. We immediately opened it to see what was inside. It turned out to be a bunch of women's winter houseware, a robe, some slippers, a knit hat, scarf, and some gloves. All of it brand new with tags still attached. My only thought was, I don't want a bunch of woman's stuff. My friend, however, quickly declared, now I don't have to buy Christmas presents for my mom and my sister. Shit, I wasn't thinking about that. His mom and sister loved their gifts and all winter long were wrapped up in their robes and had their slippers on, and every once in a while I could do the old, man, I can't believe you found these gifts for your mom and your sister. And then he would give me the old elbow to the ribs with the old look that said, man, don't say anything. Oh well, I guess it's the thought that counts.
Take your Jesus, your Buddha, Jehovah.
Let me first preface this story by saying I love my grandmother, God rest her soul. One year, she decided for Christmas that she was going to buy everybody something from a garage sale. Of course, when I get to my present, I'm about 11 years old, so I'm super excited to get the wrapping off and see what I've got. I open it up, and I see this brown shirt. As I take it out of the box, to my terror, I realize it's a brown flamenco shirt. Button up, with frills all over the sleeves, everybody just sat there kind of dumbfounded, including myself. Then everybody just burst out laughing. And of course, my grandmother gets a shocked look on her face. And she says, what? I thought that would look really good on Greg. Which made everybody laugh even harder. Well, everybody else got their soap on a rope and other various garage sale odds and ends. And I get to my next gift and I'm thinking, this is gonna be something really big and great. I open it up and it's a blue denim coat with a faux sheep fur lining. It looked like somebody had just stolen it off of John Denver's back. So Merry Christmas, Grandma Jewel, and thank you for taking the time and effort and actually believing that I would look good in a flamenco shirt with a faux sheepskinned fur denim jacket.
Take your Jesus, your Buddha, Jehovah.
Well, most Christmases are about family and good times, and this is a story about family. Imagine a young man and his young sister not able to communicate or understand each other very well. One holiday season, she comes to him, "Brother, I got a problem." And I figure I could probably help out. So she says to me, "My fish keep dying." I'm like, "Oh, dead fish. Great." But being steeped in Hardy Boys, Encyclopedia Brown, and Scooby-Doo, I figure I could probably help out the situation. I go to the scene of the crime, check out the goldfish bowl with the sad fish floating on top. There's a chemical spill, iridescent on the surface, like some Exxon Valdez had hit the sparkly little castle sitting on the sand. Sitting around like 12 soldiers at attention were hairspray canisters. And I'm like, "Sister, is this where you do your hair every morning?" And then realization came across her face, and she'd been spraying her fish to death every day when she got ready for school. And that's why I believe every holiday I reminisce about dead fish.
Take your Jesus, your Buddha, Jehovah, your Allah, or any other faith that you care to follow. Christmas just won't be Christmas without you. Christmas just won't be Christmas without you.
When I was about 10 years old or so, I decided to try to find out what kind of present my older brother Chris was going to give me for Christmas. The present was already under the tree well before December 25th, and I felt it was calling my name every day. I would walk by it, and I'd hear it say, "Psst, hey, you, come here and open me." So I gave in. My plan was simple: unwrap the gift, see what it was, and rewrap it. Sounded like a good idea at the time. Well, one day, when I was home alone, I opened the present up and found, much to my delight, that my brother was giving me a stomper truck. I loved those things. I didn't hesitate to begin playing with the toy. I was so happy that I got this chance to play with it early that I didn't realize that I'd been playing too rough with it, and before I knew it, I had broken the little motor inside that caused the truck to move on its own. Distraught, I panicked and scrambled to find wrapping paper to wrap it back up and place under the tree. My thought was, we could just say it was DOA and I'd get it replaced. Christmas morning rolls around, and my parents, my brother, and I were doing our normal gift divvying. As luck would have it, my brother was the one divvying out the gifts. When it came to his gift to me, he was surprised to see that not only was it suddenly wrapped rather poorly — it should be noted here that my brother is meticulous in his gift wrapping skills — but it was also wrapped in Smurf wrapping paper, when he distinctly remembered using a different design of paper to wrap it. Confused and angry, he queried me about this, and of course I denied having anything to do with such a gross misuse of judgment. He knew better. My fate was sealed when I opened it, and everyone saw that the toy was broken. I promptly received an epic beatdown only my brother was capable of giving me. Ah, memories.
Take your Jesus, your Buddha, Jehovah, your Allah, or any other faith that you care to follow. Christmas just won't be Christmas without you. Christmas just won't be Christmas without you.
In 1928, George W. Hampton inherited 7,362 pine cones from his deceased father, Francis L. Hampton. Chronologically speaking, this is approximately one pine cone for every day of the former Mr. Hampton's life, counting only when pine cones are in season, or 21 years of consistent daily collecting of a single pine cone. Some dated back to the 1800s and were labeled with tiny ribbons tied to pieces of paper, noting the date and location of each cone's abduction. Mr. Hampton, the current, attempted to house and care for his father's collection for over 2.5 years until, unfortunately, the Great Depression wiped out his income and formal place of residence. He drifted from place to place as a day laborer, attempting to shelter and protect his father's lifelong passion, his only inheritance. Finally, it all became too much when on Christmas Eve, 1935, exhausted from carting and hauling 26 flour sacks full of decaying pine cones through the driving snow, he collapsed in an alley near his childhood home. In a plea of desperation, one by one, each day's pine cone became kindling for his cold feet and hands. An entire month became a roaring roaring blaze. Years of his father's life passed before him in a magical glow of overwhelming sorrow and warm, flickering delight. The 7,362 flammable Yule logs, gift-wrapped in 26 flower sacks, kept George W. Hampton alive for approximately 4 3/4 hours before he died from exposure to the elements and starvation. Primitive toxicology reports suggest he was also full of single malt whiskey. This is the spirit of Christmas.
Take your Jesus, your Buddha, your heart.